in your mercy, come and breathe on each of us. You've heard the cry of our hearts expressed in worship. Just come, I pray. Come, let us know a fresh touch from you. Thank you, Lord. And Father, I pray that for the time we have together today, that you would continue just to encourage us. You continue to touch us, reassure us of your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, how marvelous to see you. Welcome, St. Mary's. It's great to have you with us. I hope that you're not too warm. The wonderful thing about this church is we're either freezing or we're very hot. But I hope it's a comfortable semi-tropical temperature so that you can just snooze gently for the next few minutes while I preach to you. One notice only, because we're the Church of England, as you may have heard, the Archbishop of Canterbury has asked all Church of England churches to set aside the time from today to Pentecost, which is a week on Sunday, spend a few minutes just praying for either friends or colleagues who don't share our faith. And we're going to spend just a few minutes next Thursday as part of the service just praying for people who God has put on our hearts, who we would long to see come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's part of a range of things we're doing here and at St. Margaret's. Details are on the website. Tomorrow there's a day of prayer and fasting. We're meeting three times during the day for 45 minutes at 7:45, at 12:30, and at 5:30. Come for either any of it, all of it, fast, don't fast, whatever. It'll be a good way to start this time. And just asking the Lord, now, Lord Jesus, who would you like me to focus on in prayer? Who would you love to see part of this congregation in a year or 2 years' time? Because I've prayed, worked with your Holy Spirit. May I read you a few verses from John chapter 21? Lost the page, which is lovely and exciting. Yes, here it is. On page 1030. John chapter 21, beginning at verse 15. When they'd finished eating, Jesus had asked the disciples to breakfast. Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to them, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." All of us have those things in life where we just think, how could I have done that? You know, we forget to do something, or we say something wrong, or we forget the significance of something. It happened to me even last night. I was going to a service in Sunbury-on-Thames, which is a lovely place, but frankly, it's easier to get to Gloucestershire than it is to get to Sunbury-on-Thames. And we were all getting ready to process into this church for this service. Several times I thought, "Lord Jesus, why am I here? It's taking such a long time." And it's very good to do that, because it just reminds what everyone else in the City of London does every day of their lives, twice a day, which is put up with trains not coming on time, not keeping to time, and never being there when you want them. So it was a very holy and spiritual experience for me. And I found myself paired up with this other clergy person. I said, oh, hello, I'm Jeremy Crossy. It's very nice to see you. She said, I know exactly who you are, and you should know who I am. We've met quite a few times over the past few years. I thought, how do I get out of this? I said, all I can do is apologize. But right through the service, I felt dreadful about it. And we've all had those times. And there are also times of healing. Last Saturday night, I went out to supper at a Chinese restaurant with a friend. It was a time of great healing for me. I hadn't had a Chinese meal for about a decade. And it was rather funny. I met this bloke at Greenwich Station. He said, what kind of food would you like? I said, ooh, English or Italian. He said, let's do Chinese. I thought, oh, yes. And I thought, now, Lord Jesus, you know I had difficulty last time because I never know what to order or how to eat it. Anyway, I ordered a pint of beer, and that gave me great courage to order. It was a very healing experience. I'm now ready to eat another Chinese meal within 10 days, and I know where to go to get it as well. I just have to get on the DLR. And those awful and all this encounter between the Lord Jesus and Peter is about healing, because Peter felt even worse than I felt last night. When I failed to remember that person with whom I was processing in. I wasn't going to preach on this. I've written some notes on a helpful envelope someone gave me. And Peter needed affirmation and healing from the Lord Jesus Christ. There, it must have been agony every time the Lord Jesus appeared. This was Peter who, do you know, was just full of confidence, always going to be the best of all the disciples, always telling Jesus how he'd never let him down, always saying to Jesus, there is nothing that I won't do for you. And then quite soon after that, of course, he gets it all totally and utterly wrong. John chapter 13 records how Jesus was explaining to his disciples what was going to happen in the following 2 or 3 days, how things were all going to be shattering for them as he was arrested and tried and crucified. All of them, as we read in the gospel, slightly amazed and appalled by this. Peter, of course, steps in straight away. Don't worry, Jesus, I'm going to let you down, not going to let you down. Anywhere, everyone else can let you down, but I won't do it at all. 5 chapters later, in John 18, we see him in the courtyard of the high priest with Jesus on trial in the house. And Jesus, who told Peter, before the cock crows twice, you'll deny me 3 times. And of course, that's exactly what happened. You're one of them, aren't you? You're one of his disciples, said someone in the crowd. I don't know him, he said, 3 times. And we're told when the cock crowed twice, Peter just wept because he denied the Lord Jesus Christ. And then on this day we've just read about, Jesus had asked them to breakfast when they'd been out fishing. He'd already got some fish frying on a first century barbecue. And he asked them all to come and join him for breakfast. For Peter, it was a desperately difficult and yet evocative time. The last time that we have him recorded as sitting round a charcoal fire had been in the courtyard of the high priest, with Jesus looking down from the balcony just after he denied him. And there he was again with the Lord Jesus around a charcoal fire. That breakfast must have been agony for Peter. Utterly devoted to the Lord Jesus, and yet with every breath, he's reminded him of the time that he'd let him down so totally. After breakfast, Jesus suggests that Peter and he go off for a walk together. He wants to teach him, first of all, that he's forgiven. Just as Peter had denied him three times, Jesus says, "Do you love me?" With every question, Peter would have remembered that he denied the Lord Jesus on three occasions. Jesus wanted Peter to know that he was forgiven, first of all. He wanted him to know, too, that he just needed to be totally honest about having messed it up. He needn't prove anything to the Lord Jesus ever again, because actually Jesus loved him anyway. We don't get the full significance of it in our English translation, but Jesus the first time asked Peter, "Do you love me?" using that word that's normally used to describe the love of God. And Peter just says, "I'm your friend." Much less intense word. Jesus said again, "Do you love me?" using that word which is used of the love of God. And Peter again just says, "I'm your friend." The third time, Jesus says, "So you're just my friend." And that's why Peter found it so difficult at that moment. He was coming to terms with the fact that Jesus was saying, "That's all you can claim, is it? In spite of all your protestations in the past, all the amazing things that you said you'd do, that's all you can claim." And Peter says, "That's absolutely right. I'm just your friend. I may be nothing more, but I'm certainly nothing less." Forgiveness, honesty, and then this extraordinary trust. "Feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, feed my sheep. I trust you to be like me," says Jesus, who described himself as the Good Shepherd. "You may have messed it up, but you can still aim to be like me and make the kind of impact on others that I've done in the past." It was a moment of extraordinary healing, and Peter moved forward to become the key apostle in the church. We've all messed up from time to time. We've all had those moments of healing and affirmation and forgiveness. And Jesus looks at us today and says, he knows exactly where we are. What do you need? Do you need that affirmation from him? That healing from the past?